This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. NAB, backing business in moments that matter.
Reedy, thanks for joining us.
Kane, how are you, mate?
Now, you seem a little bit grumpy this trade period, Reedy. Now, you're not, you're coming across a little bit grumpy, but we know you pretty well. You're not usually this grumpy, are you? You're just busy and down to business. Can you give us a smile this morning?
Kane, I can always give you a smile, you know that. So, mate, not grumpy, mate, just focusing on just trying to get the job done for the footy club and for its members.
Good stuff. Well, you had a good day yesterday. Both Lordy and myself think the Crows came out exceptionally well with the Jake Lever trade. Disappointed to see him go, but in terms of compensation, you must be pretty happy getting two first-round draft picks for him.
Yeah, boys, it's always disappointing to lose a quality player like Jake, but we wish him and his family all the best. But I guess he was pick 14 back in 2014, and to turn him into two-round one draft picks was a great result for the footy club.
Hey, Justin, I know you want to move on from this, but could things have been different earlier on in the year with the offer that you gave Jake Lever? Do you think he would have stayed, or was he always leaving your footy club?
Oh, look, that's... who knows, I guess, mate. You'd have to ask Jake that question, but we're really clear where the offer sat with regards to benchmarking, and what was reported out there, I can be really clear that there was no lowballing. But we also have a list that's sitting top four at the moment that we need to be fair and reasonable to that list to try and keep the group together. And that's what the decision we made. And then obviously Jake made his decision with his management, and now we all move on.
Is that, I guess, in consideration, is the guns that you've got potentially, well, they are coming out of contract at the end of 2018, Sloan and Smith and also Laird, you had to take that into consideration that you can't pay Jake the money that he was getting at Melbourne because of those three, especially coming out at the end of 2018?
Yeah, can I mean, apart from those three, it's the whole issue taken into consideration. Even those guys that are just new to the system, that have been in the system 2 years, and that you want to keep them at the club to continue that growth. So, absolutely, you want to keep your core. But the consideration is actually across the whole squad. And, you know, we've got a team-first approach, and we're big about retention and trying to build from within. And that's the approach we take. So, look, we know the offer we put on the table is very, very strong, but obviously Melbourne saw an opportunity and I guess put a huge value on his head to wedge him out, and he decided to come home, and good luck to Jake and his family.
Mm. Your relationship with Goody, your great mates, did that help eventually get the deal done? Because we thought it probably happened sooner than we'd expected.
Actually, we hadn't spoken for a few weeks, Kane. We did have a beer grand final week, and we are good mates, but we both understand business is business, and personal lives and friendship, that will never be affected. But I did give him a phone call just before he headed off to New York yesterday, just to say, mate, we can start talking again.
Good stuff.
Hey, Justin, do you put a timeline on Stephen Motlop for the time you want a decision made by?
Not really, Lordy. As we all know, the deadline for free agency comes Sunday, so I know Stephen will work through that with his management. He's back up in Darwin at the moment, and he's got a decision to make. And obviously, we spent a fair bit of time with him earlier in the week, and we think he'd really add to our program. And I guess we've shown in the past with the likes of Eddie Betts and Sam Jacobs and Tom Lynch that we can bring guys like that into our program and even help them take their footy to a new level. So, look, hopefully we're in a good position there, but obviously we'll find out more in the next, I guess, 24, 48 hours.
Do you feel like it's down to yourselves and Port Adelaide, Justin? Is that how you think it sits?
Yeah, I guess we are hearing that he may be keen to move to Adelaide, given the family connections that he has here. But, look, I also know, you know, Geelong would still be keen to keep him at the football club as well. So, obviously, Stephen needs to work through that, and, you know, we'll find out soon.
Does getting Stephen Motlop allow you to move on with Charlie Cameron, or are you still adamant that Cameron will not leave your football club?
Oh, look, we've had clear conversation with Charlie and his management, so we understand his situation, but he's certainly clear on our position being a contracted player. So, look, bringing Stephen in and having Jake Lever, I guess, move on, you take one out of the back line where we think we've got some depth with Tommy Goudet and Alex Keith and Andy Otten and the like. So we think we've got some coverage there in the back line, and I guess what you were doing is then adding to, hopefully, that midfield and forward part of the field.
You've been a player manager for a long time, Reedy, and looked after some of the name's biggest names. Now, Colin Young spoke about his client, Charlie Cameron. He almost alluded to the fact that if he does stay at the club, he won't be at his best next year because of the fact that he wants to be home. So, do you think that's professional enough of Colin Young, and are you disappointed by those comments?
Oh, mate, I don't get caught up in that, Kane, as you know. I've been on both sides of the fence, so I didn't get caught up in the emotion of it too much. I have a really good relationship with Paul and with Charlie. And I know Charlie, if he was at our football club next year, which we expect, then he'll come with the right attitude, and we know we'll put our arms around him and he'll play good football.
He also said that under no circumstance would he extend his contract beyond 2018. So you just worry about that in 12 months if he is at your footy club, or does that concern you and almost force your hand to try and trade him out at this time?
Oh, look, a lot can change in the next week, 24 hours, let alone the next 12 months. So I think we worry about that over the next 12 months.
So, Justin, again, you can categorically rule out Bryce Gibbs because it just won't go away, the noise that Bryce Gibbs will join the Adelaide Football Club in the next week.
You're right, Lordy, the noise won't go away. I think it was pretty clear on Monday when we came out that he's a contracted player at the Carlton Football Club. So I think it'd be wrong of me to be talking about a contracted player like Bryce at the Carlton Footy Club. And my understanding is he's very happy where he is.
I've been adding to the noise a little bit, Reedy. I think it's a good deal for him to come to the footy club just to improve your list for next year. Is that because of the lessons perhaps learnt from last year that you won't speak about him because he's contracted? Last year, Adelaide Footy Club did speak about him. Did you learn that lesson that Carlton perhaps weren't happy with that? And is that the reason you won't comment on him this year?
Oh, look, like anything in life, you're always learning along the way. If you stop learning, you're not going to get better. But yeah, look, That all happened very, very quickly and late last year, so it probably took us by surprise as well. But yeah, you do learn your lesson. But it's funny, I've actually got a really good relationship with Soss and the Carlton Footy Club, so we'll work through the next 7 days and we'll see how things play out.
But what's Bryce's stance? Does he want to stay at Carlton or is he open to a move?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't spoken to Bryce.
Okay, you haven't spoken to Bryce at all. Okay, so that makes it unlikely. Aaron Francis then. Is he one of those players that you look at late in the trade period to decide whether you want to bring him into the footy club?
Lordy, probably a bit like Bryce. He's a contracted player at Essendon. And look, I've heard the noise there as well, but I haven't spoken to Aaron myself. I've spoken to Adrian Dodoro at Essendon Footy Club, and my understanding is he's a required player. So I think he's only 2 years, you know, into the system. He's a pick six, and he's still developing within their program.
Is that a little bit different? I guess the philosophy, speaking about contracted players, is a bit up in the air. No one exactly knows what it is, what the protocol is, Reedy. But Francis has said that he's homesick and he wants to return home. So does that give you a little bit more confidence? And as a footy club, do you rate him? Do you think he can play?
Oh, look, we certainly tracked him for 2-3 years leading into his draft year, Kane. So we know certainly a lot about Aaron. He went at pick six, and I think in that year we got Wade Miller at about pick 11. So, we certainly know a lot about him as an individual and his football. So, obviously, a lot of that information we've got on file. And, he's a lovely kid. So, we'll see where things play out.
Justin, we keep hearing so much about next year's draft, and there's two very good South Australians and there's a lot of good Victorians too for next year's draft. How much of a factor has that been in this year's trade period as well?
I think it's been a factor, Lordy, for most clubs. Mm-hmm. Trying to get future round one picks or a future pick in general, everyone's holding them tightly. But look, South Australia, yeah, there are, you know, probably 3 to 4 high-end talent that we think are coming through. And if we ever get the opportunity to keep the South Australians home, then we'll certainly look to do that. But I think first and foremost, we've got a trade period to get through, and we've still got another AFL season to get through. So I guess my job at the moment is to try and improve the list to give us every opportunity to get back to, that last day in September.
Hey, Justin, you spoke before about player retention. Have you... will you do like a full-scale like report or something about that on why it's happened to Adelaide? Or can you just say you've been unlucky in that circumstance? What's your take on that?
I haven't been here for all of them. I think you have to treat each situation individually. I mean, a couple of them were certainly to do with the new expansion sides. So probably a little bit unlucky that you copped two with two new clubs. And I think that the Western Bulldogs were the other club that had that as well with Ward and Harbrow. So, look, I know our program, and I know, being on the other side of the fence, how other football clubs do things. Unfortunately, we're probably a little bit close to Victoria, and 60% of the draft comes out of Victoria. So we know when we bring players into our football club, we'll make it the best learning environment, and hopefully, we've got great welfare to try and support them. But at times, there's just things out of your control, and they make those decisions for those reasons. So there'll be no... I think if we actually sit down and look through every club, players coming and going, you actually find it's quite even through the competition. I think it just might be highlighted a bit more because of the quality of the players that have left Adelaide Football Club, which is a credit to Don Pike and the development team down at the club.
Reedy, you don't have a top 10 pick on your list. Pretty confident you will have at the end of the draft. You're going to use that pick 10 to draft some young talent in?
Yeah, we have to see how that plays out, Kane. There's a bit to work through, so we've obviously got 10 and 16 at the moment. Mate, there's a fair bit to play out. A lot of things can change between now and 2 o'clock next Thursday.
What are you saying there, Justin? 10 and 16 might be combined to go up the order even more so? Or use it for a player like Bryce Gibbs, possibly?
I need to get back in front of my whiteboard today just to see what opportunities are there, Matty.
Okay.
All right, Reedy. At the risk of being repetitive, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you this one. If Bryce Gibbs comes to you and publicly says he wants to come to your footy club, will you look at it?
I'm not big on hypotheticals, Kane, so I'll deal in the facts and I'll work with what's in front of me, and then what's in front of me, then we'll see what the result is at the end of next week.
Well handled, old mate. Glad you're not grumpy with us, and thanks for joining us on NAB Trade Radio. Good luck.
Never grumpy with you two, boys.
That is Justin Reed from the Adelaide Footy Club.